This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, change could be on the horizon for the trucking industry if legislation to implement electronic logs for trucks isn't delayed by December of this year. Currently, drivers who travel more than 100 interstate miles, that's miles across state lines, from their home base, or more than 150 miles intrastate, that's miles within your state, at least 8 days in a 30-day period, are required to keep paper logs. Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, says the deadline for electronic logs is December 18th, but there's still a lot up in the air concerning the federal legislation.
There's a lot going on with electronic logs. Just a primer, federal government's going to require truck operators who have to keep, who are keeping logs now, paper logs, to convert to an electronic system. And electronic logs, which is basically an onboard computer system. And number one, it's expensive, but number two, the problem is that a lot of the technology has not been proven. There are a lot of older systems out there. These older systems are called electronic onboard recorders. Older technology, which have been in use, but the new federal regulations require this new level of technology, and it's totally different than the old system, which will be phased out over a 2-year period. These new electronic logs haven't been proven for a lot of people. There's a lot of software issues, a lot of mechanical problems, and there's just a lot of questions out there. There is a federal lawsuit, which has been making its way through the court process, has gone through the Federal Court of Appeals, and right now there's a petition to have it heard in the Supreme Court over the validity of the whole factors that have gone into whether or not these electronic logbooks are valid and we're ready to implement them. Because the implementation date is December 18th of this year. The problem is that no one's seen a lot of the equipment out there, so they don't know what it is. And the equipment that's out there has had, like I said, software problems and other problems, mechanical problems tied to it. There is a gut feeling, and a lot of people are hoping, is that they'll delay the implementation of these electronic logs beyond the December 18th, 2017 date, because there are a lot of unknowns, and we'll continue to watch it. I would say on an average day we get 5 to 10 calls a day from people saying, you know, what's going on with this? Should I bite the bullet and go out and buy something that I don't think is going to work, or do I wait? And right now a lot of people are kind of saying I'd wait. Don't jump into it yet. And, you know, we're talking just here in Illinois, we're talking, tens of hundreds, if not hundreds of thousands of truck operators, are going to be saddled with this equipment in their truck, which will serve a purpose. You know, mind you, it will. But the problem is that it's unproven technology, for the most part. And people are saying, well, I'm not ready to spend a couple thousand dollars here and there to put this in my truck if I don't know it's going to work.
Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association, and we'll be back with more after these messages. Most Wisconsin dairy farmers caught up in the trade dispute with Canada have found new buyers for their milk. This good news allows them to stay in business and literally comes days before they may have had to shut their doors for good. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says 58 farms had been in danger of closing. The farm sizes range from 80 cows to as high as 3,000. Grassland Dairy Products of Greenwood, Wisconsin, had said May 1st was the day it would stop buying milk from those producers. Greenwood says a trade dispute with Canada had cost the company millions of dollars. Canada recently changed its milk buying arrangements to favor Canadian producers at the expense of U.S. dairy farmers. As of last Thursday, dairy farmers close to the situation told the Journal Sentinel that it appeared that all farmers who lost their contracts with Grassland will now have buyers by Monday, even though some may be on short-term contracts. Some of the new buyers come from Wisconsin-based companies like Rolling Hills Dairy Cooperative and Mullins Cheese, as well as Dairy Farmers of America. In other news, a new Farm Journal poll offers farmer perspective on Donald Trump's first 100 days in office. In fact, Farm Journal has tracked farmer opinions on Trump since 2015. Several polls conducted in 2015 and 16 showed Trump was the clear favorite candidate within the ag sector. The most recent Farm Journal poll wanted to know if farmers were still happy with their choice after his first 100 days in office. The results of the new poll show that farmers still seem to be happy with their choice. 43% of the respondents give Trump an A grade on his first 100 days, while another 30% would give him a B. 12% gave Trump a C grade, while 15% would give a D or F. Trump's first 100 days have been active, assembling a cabinet, signing more than 30 executive orders, and signing 28 pieces of legislation into law. There are several items on Trump's to-do list that will impact farmers. They include infrastructure upgrades, immigration reform, tax cuts, and renegotiating trade agreements. Trump's approval rating outside agriculture is much lower at 39%. Well, before we wrap things up this afternoon, a couple of community events to tell you about. U of I Extension will have a hanging basket sale this Friday, May 5th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturday from 9 a.m. until the baskets are sold out. The sale will be held in the parking lot of Mary Brown Insurance in Hillsboro, and the proceeds will go towards the Montgomery County Farmers Institute. The Staunton Farmers Market is looking for vendors for this 2017 Farmers Market season. The market will take place the first Saturday of May, so coming up this weekend, through the last Saturday of October. If you'd like more information, you can call 618-635-8796. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.